other chaver on that. Whatever. Here's what it is. Can't start that late. All right, we're continuing on preparing for the Halag Yom Narayim, trying to connect to these very special days of Yimei Elul. We've been speaking the last 2 weeks already about Elul, but there's never enough to try to tap into the koyach of these very special days. A lot of the chevra this week started yeshiva, and hopefully, you know, hopefully you felt Elul Zman is very, very special. You feel the hischadshus of a new Zman of yeshiva, but in a different way than other Zmanim, because you understand the seriousness of these days and understand how much is riding upon our learning these days and our avodas Hashem these days. But we live in a world, and especially our days, where the Hashkafas Achayim is to give over and push very much so Avas Hashem, positive Yiddishkeit, a positive approach to our growth, recognizing there's Avinu v'Shamayim, there's a Father in Heaven who loves us. All this, by the way, is very, very true. And there's no question that that's the approach that makes a lot of sense, specifically for our dar, who very much are yearning for love and chizik and hisoyeris in these ways. And I personally very much connect to that. I very much so connect to the focus on the Aseh Tov, the focus on the Avas Hashem, to build our Avodas Hashem. And even when it comes to Elul, which on one hand we're preparing for Yomim Noiroyim, which are days of awe, but there's a tremendous focus again on the love of these days, the Avas Hashem. In fact, there's so much spoken about those famous words, the Rashi Tevos of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, which obviously Rashi Tevos Elul, and that pasuk itself, I am to my beloved is to me, is all about that positive relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we hear Torah after Torah trying to build that positive relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and focus on the Aseh Tov, and focus on doing more when it comes to our mitzvos, and our learning, and our Torah. And all this is emes. The problem is, if you look around, and even sometimes we look into ourselves, it often starts and ends with that Ava, and doesn't necessarily translate into Yira. I mean, because there's such a focus on Ava, because there's such a focus on the feel-good Yiddishkeit, there's such a focus on the Ruchnius of Yiddishkeit, the Dveikus Lashem, which obviously, again, it's all so, so, so important. Don't get me wrong. And maybe that has to be the starting point for us. But unfortunately, often it doesn't translate into Yir Shemayim. It doesn't translate into the Sur Meira as well. Even if we're starting from the Aseh Tov, which many already back in the times of the earlier Hasidim and Sefer Hasidim, you read, and the Shalom speaks about this often, of needing to build the Sur Meira from the Aseh Tov and where we begin. But the idea and the goal is to then take the Ava and turn it into Yira as well, and have that synthesis of Ava and Yira as Hashem. But unfortunately, because there's such a focus on Ava as Hashem, it doesn't necessarily translate into Yira as Hashem. We don't necessarily rid ourselves of the taivas that we have, the atzos that we have, that which we're doing wrong, that which needs to be uprooted. We don't focus on that enough. That was for a different generation, swept under the table for previous generations, or maybe for those big tzaddikim that sit on Bnei Brak. They're the ones that are able to remove all taiva, remove all atzlus. We feel good because we focus on our kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and our davening, and our learning. But that ava needs to build yira. Elul Yomim Noiroyim. Even if it starts from Ava, it has to build Yira. The Maral at length talks about how Ava and Yira are so interconnected. And sometimes you'll see in the morale, and they'll seem to contradict himself, but he's not. That the Yira should build the Ava, and sometimes he talks about the Ava building the Yira. And the emphasis is each and every one of us is different. It's objective to every person, what needs to build what. But we need both. We need Yir Shemayim. We find sometimes ourselves living in both worlds. Yeah, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and love Torah, and love Tefillah. But we're not just broad individuals, we're living a double life. We have individuals that mamish on one end, they could sit and learn, and they could daven in the yeshiva, and those same individuals will find themselves ichvesnish, being involved in different taivas that we all know of, and looking at things that are completely inappropriate on their phone, and not putting the proper gedarim that are necessary, and allowing them to fall prey. But they feel good because they're learning 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day, and they're davening with utmost kavana. You have yidden, you have guys who think, if I learn, I dive in, and I grow a beard and payas, it's all good. So even though on the side, ichvesnish, so I'm involved in a machla of whether it's marijuana, or even if it's something a little more simple, such as you know, mamish, you see this all the time, unfortunately, specifically in Eretz Yisrael, specifically in certain yeshivas, but we won't discuss that right now, which ones, but that you have yidden, they think it's appropriate, and it's a positive thing. If I'm, as long as I'm into Yiddishkeit, I'm allowed to also smoke on the side. I'm allowed to, even if it's something simple as hookah, but all that is, it's not simple, not to get into it right now. But it's taiva. I'm going to be involved. I'm living in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm also living in my world of taiva, what my taiva is. And I'll tell you, I see it all the time. Those yidden that think they could live in both worlds, that because they have the ava, not building the yira, and therefore are involved in taiva, whatever that taiva is, eventually, the Yiddishkeit is out the window, eventually. Eventually, it's not there at all. And we have to understand, it's a scary door we live in with this approach of Yiddishkeit. That's why I believe, maybe Lanias Daiti, we see even so much so in our door, and not to talk about any individual cases, but over the last few years specifically, people are looked up to in communities, big Rabbanim, Talmidei Chachamim, who we find out are falling to Taiva, and falling to terrible sins. Things that we didn't find out about it when I was growing. Maybe I just didn't know about it. I don't know, but they're definitely much more in the open, and there are reasons for that. Maybe with technology, and maybe others. But I believe also a part of that is that there's such focus on Ava, and such focus on the feel good Yiddishkeit, and so little of a focus on Yir Shemayim that we find Yidden that are just. And sometimes ourselves, that think it's appropriate to live in both worlds, or even not, chas v'shalom, to live in both worlds, but not to focus on the Yir Shemayim, not to focus on the Sor Meira, not to focus uprooting that which each and every one of us need to work on. And it's a time of tshuva. And a time of tshuva means I have to look into myself and look at and scrutinize the things that I'm doing that are wrong and stop doing them. It's not enough just to say, okay, I'm going to learn more and daven more and feel close to Hashem. I have to stop what I'm doing wrong. It's very important. You know, if you take the gematria of Sur Meira Ve'Asi Tov, which is the synthesis of both, the Yira and the Ava, the Sur Meira, removing that which is bad, Ve'Asi Tov, and doing that which is good. Sur Meira Ve'Asi Tov is gematria 974, which is gematria Achris Shana. What's Achris Shana? The end of the year. El, these days. Meaning our avodah these days has to be Sur Meira Ve'Asei Tov. Our avodah has to be, yes, on one hand, to be building a deeper kesher to Hashem and Nila Dodi V'Dodi Li, and focus on the positive Yiddishkeit, but also Sur Meira. Also make sure I'm looking at myself doing Cheshbon and Nefesh and getting rid of that which is not appropriate within my life. If you open up Mesil Sharim and Perek Gimel, when he's discussing the hiras, watchfulness, carefulness, he quotes the famous Gemara in Erevim, that your gimel mevei is noyach loy la'adam shal nivra yoyser mishanivra. It would have been better that we were never created. It's difficult to live a purposeful, meaningful, consistent, positive life. It's very hard Gemara to understand, although it means that There's a lot of work to be done, that much I'll tell you. However, let's just focus on the next line. V'achshav shenivra, now that we've been created, yifash beish b'maisav, we have to search into our actions. V'yikadam yimash beish b'maisav. Others say we have to feel our actions. What's yifash beish and yimash beish? So the Ramchal goes on to explain, you all know it. Pish push b'maisav melachra klal maisav b'bonim bo hanimta b'maisav asher lo ye'asu. You know what it means, pish push? You don't need to search into our actions. Look into them and see which we shouldn't be doing. That which I have to uproot. That's which I shouldn't be doing. That's what the Ben Torah should be doing. And that's subjective to each and every one of us. Some are very obvious. Some are letter of the law, los asays that I shouldn't be a part of. And some are subjective to my life. I'm above that. I shouldn't be doing that as a Ben Torah, as someone who wants to connect to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's not something I should be a part of. And then Mishmash, Uachakira Fiba Maisim Toiv Matzma. Mishmash is elevating our Maisim Toiv, that's the Ava, doing even more and better, more learning and more davening, whatever it might be. So we need both. We need the Sur Meira, we need the Vasei Tov. And we can't forget about the Yerushalayim and the Sur Meira. How important that is. You know, open up this week's parsha. There's no question that each one of these parshas that we're reading during these special days of Elul are here to inspire us about Inyanei D'Yoyma. There's a reason why they fall out when they do. And here we have the opening Aliyah of Parshas Ki Tse. The opening words is a Pella. On the surface is a Pella. Ki Tse L'Nochama Alevecha, the Parsha of Eish Shifas Toyar. It's a very hard Parsha to understand. What's Pshat in Eishes Vastoyar? That there should be a permissibility to a Jewish soldier because he has a liking to a girl at war, that he should be able, even under whatever the circumstances are and all the things that he does, to actually take her as a wife. It's very hard to understand. Seems to be connected everything the Rabbanu Shalom wants from us in life. I always thought that you could... This is one of the rayas, or a few, that one of the rayas that the Rabbeinu Shalom is teaching us, that every mitzvah in the Torah, everything that he obligates of us, everything that we have responsibility to keep, we're able to do. Sometimes you think it's just too much. It's too much to handle. I can't do this. How does the Rabbeinu Shalom expect me? The Torah says if he asks me of it, he knows I can handle it. And what's the raya? The raya is that there are a few places in the Torah that we see the Rabbeinu Shalom, in his infinite knowledge, says it's okay. I mean, you would think this should be awesome. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I understand that when a soldier's at a war and there's such emotions and such zealousness and whatever we want to call it, and just it's an impossible situation to hold back, okay, in that case, under certain circumstances, mutter. In other words, in all other cases, if the Rabbeinu Shalom shows here that he's willing to make an exception, have a raya, every other case, he knows we could handle it. Every other mitzvah. Because if not, he would make an exception there as well. I just thought it's very important chizik from Mishnah Shavas Torah. But you have to understand how that Rizal, and it's already from the Zohar, learns this, these psukim. He says there's a deeper understanding of these psukim. That we're not just talking about being out in war in a physical way, but we're talking about the war with our Yetzirah. When you go out to war on the Yetzahara, Vishavisa Shivyo, it's taken captive. What's taken captive? The Yetzahara is taken captive. The Guf is taken captive of the Neshama. You have to fight. And you have to fight, we say, the Pesukim tell us for how long? Yerach Yomim. How's Yerach Yomim? Is a month. The month of Elul. During this month of Elul, the Avodah is to what? Get rid of all Taiva, get rid of all Yetzara, to Sur Meira, remove it from our life, work on it. It's not enough just to say, okay, I'm close to Hashem, I'm building a relationship with Hashem. I have to remove the bed. I have to get rid of that. We'll feel so free because we're captive to these Taivas. We're captive to our Atzlus. Nobody wants to be an Eved. Nobody wants to be a captive, that we're controlled by it. Lo aleinu. Veheisira simla shivra mele. You have to remove that captivity. Remove the taiva. Sur meira, veheisira, sur meira. How do you do it? Vegilchas rosha. Shave the head. Shave the head. Vegilchas rosha. Vasasis parneha. And let the nails grow. What happens when you shave someone's head and let the nails grow? They look disgusting. They look mamish disgusting. We have to recognize that we're involved in taiva, we're involved in atzlus. It's disgusting. It's meguna mode. You know what's amazing? I find this a little, you know what's amazing? When it comes to averus, when it comes to taiva, even when it comes to atzlus, all the things that we're involved in that we need to be metaken, when we see it on someone else, we think it's disgusting and despicable. Mamish, we think we... How could that person do that? When we see it on someone else, and then but we ourselves, we rationalize and we're a part of it. The same exact act. We have to recognize the Gilchas Rosh Hashanah for now. We have to make it and recognize how disgusting it is. How connected the Eibishter it is. And no longer be a slave to our desires. Again, we have to recognize it's not enough. And if you listen to the last few weeks, we've been talking from the other angle, building that relationship, and the tahara of these days, and the beauty of it, and it's all true, the av is all there. But we need the yira as well. We need the yira as well. We need the sur meira as well. And each and every one of us, and some of us are thinking, Baruch Hashem, I can't think of anything. I've been working on myself. I've removed a lot of that already. You going to stay up, Sadek?
Yeah.
All right, Baruch Hashem. But each and every one of us has more we could remove. More that we could work on. More that we can be talking.
You know, he says, he's like, you do drugs in high school? And he's like, yeah. I was like, but I'm clean for like 4 years. He's like, once an addict, always an addict. You could be a recovering addict, but you're always an addict.
And that means, that can mean two things. That means, number one, you have to always be on top of yourself.
Right.
But that also means I have to constantly be metaking myself. And there's more to be metaking always. You know, I always like to quote, there are a few songs from the Chevra, you know that I quote probably. But one of the deepest lines from Pink Floyd back in the day, in the song Wish You Were Here. One of my Rebbe's favorite songs, so he darshans it, I could darshan it a little bit. With Blachman. I mean, I assume Rav Nosson Tzvi back in the day isn't such, you know, to say that he probably listened to music when he was on United Crown is definitely a possibility. But from him, I never heard of him mentioning any non-Jewish songs, to be honest. So I can't say that with any certainty. But they say in the song, you trade a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in a cage. You trade a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in the cage. Meaning what? We give into our taiva, and those moments, it's so exciting, it's amazing, I'm a lead role, right? The moment of the taiva, the moment of the atzus, the moment is a lead role, but it's a lead role in a cage. Meaning I'm just a slave to that desire, I'm a slave to that taiva. Instead of having a walk-on role in the war, that war of Avodas Hashem, the Melchama with their Yetzer, and win out that war and defeat the Yetzer Hara. These are these days. You know, Bnei Yisachar and others say in last week's parasha at the beginning when we talk about Shoiftim and Shoitrim, we're talking about setting up Shoiftim and Shoitrim. Shoiftim are judges, Shoitrim are officers that really police the judgment, ensure that the proper ways that are supposed to be carried out are carried out. B'chol sha'arecha, in all your gates, shoftim v'shotrim, titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha, right? Look at the pasuk here. So Bnei Yisachar says, and all the svarim say, that it's referring b'chol sha'arecha, it's talking about all the gates of our panim, our eyes, our mouth, our ears, our nose, all that we could be involved in taiva, all that we could be involved in doing wrong. Shoiftim v'shoitrim, I have to set up judges and officers. I have to ensure, first of all, think it through clearly and know what I'm doing right. Having a plan, v'shoiftim v'shoitrim, and come up with a system to ensure that I do right. B'chol sha'arecha. I have to be involved in removing anything that's negative inside me from my avodas Hashem. You know, the Sfas Emes brings down that Shoftim is Keneged Tefillin Shel Rosh, and Shoitrim is Keneged Tefillin Shel Yad. How so? I just b'derech machshava to understand that, I thought. Right, Shoftim, again, is the judgment, is the thought process, understanding what is right and wrong, understanding how I should be living my life. So that's the Rosh. That's all in B'mayach, right? And Shoitrim are the officers, are the police system to that which I know is right. So that represents my Yad. That's our hands. So our Shoftim are Tefillin Shel Rosh, and our Shoitrim are Tefillin Shel Yad. So what's most chashuv? What's the goal? Is the Tefillin Shel Rosh, obviously, then. I mean, the Shoftim. The Shoitrim just ensure that the Shoftim will live up to what it believes is MS. So I saw Rav Shor, I believe I saw this in the Lekach Halibov. So he asks, why is it then that we put on our Tefillin Shel Yad before we put on Tefillin Shel Rosh? If the Tefillin Shel Yad is Shoitrim and Tefillin Shel Rosh is Shoftim, so Shoftim, v'Shoitrim titen lecha b'chosh aracha. Shoftim comes first. First is to have their mindset in the proper way, and then Shoitrim, then we have to police the system. But our Tefillin Shel Yad is put on before our Tefillin Shel Rosh. So he says, as long as we're doing involved in Taiva, as long as we're involved in Maisim Raim, it's like Sheikha that's Yaver Einayim. It's like bribery that what? Blinds our eyes. We can't have the proper Shoifate. We can't have the proper clarity of life. It blinds us. It creates that our machshavas can't be correct. Because I'm involved in this taiva, that atzus, which my guf is pulling me to, so my neshama can't even think clearly. I'm a captive to that pagam, to that maisa. So first I have to remove sur meira, first I have to remove all that in order just to have clarity in seeing what the shayfet should be correctly. You know, it's like Lamaisa, the famous analogy of you're gonna go to, we spoke 2 weeks ago, I think it was, about how these days El represent the mikvah of the year. You can't go to the mikvah with a sheretz biyado. You go to the mikvah with a sheretz biyado, it's just not gonna work. So I'm going to my mikvah, I'm one with God, but I got my girlfriend on the side that I'm doing Allah there is under the sun with. And I have my other taivas, and I have my atzlus, and I have everything else, but I'm jumping in my mikvah. That mikvah's not going to do much. It's amelus, it's hard work. The sur meira, the yershamayim, the yomim noiroyim of the days, not just the anilu doidi vidoidi li of the days, is a lot harder, a lot more difficult. But we can't forget that avoida. It's a big part of these days. We need Sur Meirah Ve'aseh Tov, which we said is Gematria Achr Shana, the end of the year, which are these years, these days. It doesn't mean, by the way, I don't want to scare anybody, it doesn't mean that you have to walk out of here, and being that stuff, we have so much we have to work on in these areas, that's scary, and I'm not ready to work on every area because it's just too much. But it means that at least I'm looking to be mitaking the raw, just as much as I'm looking to be miskasher to the roi nisham to the Eibishter. And it's very important to do that cheshbon nefesh and to be working on that. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha also, parachav gimel pasuk tazvav, ki Hashem alakecha mishalich b'kerav machanecha. And then this seems like a redundant language. Kadosh Baruch Hu is walking in the midst of your camp, latzilcha, to save you, and to put your enemies in front of you, meaning like you capture your enemies. Latzilcha, to save you, and to put your enemies in front of you. Obviously, if he's saving you, so your enemies are not going to have any control over you. What are the two? So Sfasema says, first of all, Sfasema says, Latzilcha, v'lasei soivecha lefanecha. Arashe Tevos, Latzilcha Lamed, Vilases Vav, Aivecha Aleph, Lefanecha Lamed, El. You know, there are many psukim, right? Everyone knows Anila Doju Dibli, but there are many others as well. This pasuk is telling us what El is about, then. Somehow! So what's pshat? We have to understand, what's the double language? What's La Silch of Elisa Sevech Lefanacha? So Lamashal, you have to understand. Lamashal, imagine you're in the store. And you knew there was a gan of loose. A really chush of gan of loose. And you're ready. That Ganav's going around from store to store, and you had some good info that this night he's coming into your store. So there are two things you could do. One thing you could do, you could hide in the store, and when he walks into the store, you could scream and yell and set the alarms off, and he's clearly gonna just, what's gonna happen? He'll just run away. So, and you could therefore ensure that he doesn't bother you in any way. The mile is you got rid of him. The chisaron is you only got rid of him for the moment. He could still come back the next night or the next night. Because he's still on the loose. The other possibility for this ganav is you could go and you could call the cops or even hide in a better way that you're going to sneak up and you're going to mamish capture him. You're not just going to push him off. You're going to mamish capture him. If you mamish capture him, so then not only did you save yourself from this time, you got rid of him for good. When we're involved in Torah, mitzvahs, and masen toivim, during those moments, vada, so the Yetzirah is not getting, when we're in the middle of learning, the Yetzirah is on the side. And when we're davening, the Yetzirah is on the side. And we're involved in all the good, the Yetzirah is on the side. And when we're singing on Shabbos, the Yetzirah is not there. He's pushed away. But he's only pushed away through the Ma'asim Tovim, through the Ahava. If I want to grab him, and I want to take care of him, that he has no hold on me at all, there has to be Yerushalayim. Lots, the two levels, Latzilcha, V'lasei Seivecha V'necha, not just save you for the moment, Latzilcha is to save you. V'lasei Seivecha V'necha, put the enemy in front of him and you're capturing him. It's not enough, Latzilcha, it's not enough just to push him off. It's not enough just to be involved in Daniel Dedelit to push him off. You have to capture him. You have to capture Yetzirah that has no ownership over you. To capture the Yetzirah. Means by being mevatel yourself on some level. You have to be mevatel yourself. You know, there's also, the Sfasemah says, another remez la'elol is in Mizmor Soida. Right, we all say Mizmor Soida every day. So we say, Hu asanu v'lo anachno. Lo anachno, lo anachno, has a kri and a ksiv. Has a kri and a ksiv. I always forget which one's which. Offhand, and I wasn't going to say this over, so I didn't look it up, but I know Sfasem has quoted a few times. And that's there's a kri and a ksiv. A kri and a ksiv. One of them is lamed vav, and one of them is lamed aleph on the lo. They sound the same, right? Lo anachnu, but lamed aleph means no, and lamed vav means to him. Lamed vav and lamed aleph together is el. If you combine the kri and the ksiv, you have el. So here also we're alluding to el, right? Lamed vav and lamed aleph are oisios el. Just like Latilch of Lassay Zavech Lefanecha. So here too, what's pshat? When you say Lo Anachnu, we are nothing with an Aleph. When you're Mevatli yourself, and it's not about your Taiv and my Atzis, that's always when I give into Yetahara, when I give into Taiv, when I give into Averis, it's all about me. But when you say Lo Anachnu, no, it's not about me, then Lo Lamavav Anachnu, Lo to him, to the Rabbani Shalom, we are. That's when we're connected to Rabbanu Shalom. That's all. La tzilcha v'la seitzavecha l'fanecha. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh tells us that the Shad is the famous words of Chazal, Ezehu Gibur HaKoyvesh Yisro. You ever think about those words? You ever think about those words, Chavra? What does Ezehu mean? Just translate it to English. Ezehu. What is Ezehu? What? So you're saying that because you want it to say that. You want it to say who is.
Which one?
But is it, how would you say who is in Hebrew, Asher?
Miza.
You wouldn't say Eza. Ezehu. What's Ezehu mean?
Which one?
Which one? Ezehu Gibor? Which one is strong? Since when were we analyzing? Which one means there are two things we're analyzing? Whenever you say Ezehu, which one, means there are two things they're analyzing. Ezehu Gibor, which one is stronger? What do you mean, which one? Chazal didn't tell us there are anything about two different entities. And the answer, Koyvesh Yitzhar, Kaps Yitzhara. Baal Shem Tov says, here too we're saying, there are two ways to deal with the Yitzhara. You could just latzilcha, you could save yourself, you could push him off. Through Maisim Toivim, through Torah, through Mitzvahs, through all different types of ways. Or you could capture him. You could get rid of him for good. Ezehu Gibor HaKoyvesh Yisro. Who's stronger? The one who captures the Yetzihara. This is our Avodah. What does that mean? How do you capture the Yetzihara? It means you have to spend time, B'cheshbon. And first of all, to build, as we said before, and understand how despicable and disgusting, how it's not what we want to be a part of. In a very serious way. How we look at others who are involved in these same Maisim and we're disgusted by it. But then think of Gedarim, think of ways to ensure that I'm going to capture him. I'm not going to be a part of it. To be mekadesh ourselves in a proper way. So Asema says, this is the combination of Yaakov and Yosef. Pasuk says, Beis Yaakov Eish and Beis Yosef Lahava. Right, Rashi brings that down when Yosef's father was born, because that's why Yaakov and Yaakov meet up with Esav again, because Yosef is could go and defeat Esav. Right, remember that Torah? So Beis Yaakov Eish, Beis Yaakov, Yaakov is a fire, and Yosef is the lahava, is like the flame. The fire stays in one place, the flame is moving. That's the difference. Because Yaakov is Ishtam Yosef Alim. Yaakov is Torah. Torah is Latzilcha. In this place right now will save me. Yosef was the one we know as Keneged Taiva. Yosef is the one who was able to defeat his Yetzirah. Yosef is the one who was in the face of Eishes Yifas Toyer, is not giving in. He's able to crave Eishes Yisro. It's the combination of Yaakov and Yosef. The combination, yes, of course, of the Asay Tov, of all that Yaakov's about, but the Tzur Meira that Yosef's about. Beis Yaakov Eis, who Beis Yosef Lahava. This is our Avodah during these Chashuva days. You know, I'll never forget. The story in that tale, I have one particular story in mind, of one particular Talmud. But I'll tell you, this has happened numerous times. There's probably not a year that goes by, there's not at least one or two Talmidim that fall into the category of the story I'm about to say. But I'm telling you about one particular Talmud. So you guys probably know many like this. I remember one particular Talmud, and I came to visit Eretz Yisrael during the year, as I have the schus to do. And it was January time. He was in one of the yeshivas. I remember sitting and talking to him. And it was clear to me from our conversation, clear to me by looking in his eyes, that he wasn't close to as matzliach as he should have been. I had a lot of high hopes for this young man. A beautiful Baal Midos, a beautiful neshama. And he just, you could tell he hasn't changed much. He hasn't done much. He's pretty much the same guy that went in at Eretz Yisrael 5 months prior. And he's telling me, he's talking all the right talk. Meaning, he claimed, and when I checked up and it was true, he was going to every Seder, going to every Shir, waking up early for Minyan, going to every Minyan. By the letter of the law, according to the structure of his day, he was doing everything he's supposed to do. And the Torah and the atmosphere and everything should have sold itself. So why was he not, why was it clear? And he didn't realize he wasn't doing so great. In my eyes, that's what I felt. He could have been so much more. And his Rebbeim and the Yeshiva also felt like he could have been so much more. And at this point in the year also he's saying, I'm doing great and it's good, but I don't think I'm going to go back to Shabbat. He didn't want to go back to Shabbat. That was, again, this was only January time. But a guy who claims to be going to everything and enjoying, why would he not want to go back to Shabbat? Who doesn't want to spend more time in Eretz Yisrael, more time learning without responsibility other than Torah Hashem Tamimah and Avodas Hashem? What was Pshat? With everything that he was doing in the Asay Tov, he had his girlfriend on the side that he was going out with in Eretz Yisrael, who was actually, he was seeing her all the time. And he wasn't just seeing her. Hamevin Yavin, what was going on in the relationship, you know, far from an appropriate relationship. And therefore, as much as he was learning and davening and all the Asay Tov, he was involved in so much taiva that as much as he was doing, it didn't have effect. He couldn't grow to who he would be. And I knew this. And I remember specifically, I'll never forget the conversation. I remember talking to him. We were standing in a particular place. I don't want to give away that we might figure out which yeshiva was and what it was, but we're standing. I remember it like yesterday. And talking to him and telling him, like, and I was up front with him. He was someone I was close to, and I felt I could. And talking to him and telling him why it was so important. I was proud of him, what he's learning, what he's doing, but he could be so much more. And I feel strongly he needs to end this relationship. And I don't know if it was, and we had a long conversation about it. For all the reasons why, and to help him understand. And I don't know if it was that conversation, and I know other Rebbeim were trying, and Baruch Hashem, within a few weeks after that, he ended that relationship. And Mamish, within days, started flying Shane Kamo, obviously went back to Shana Bet. And this is Mamish and Emesik Ben Torah, Talm Chacham, Tzadik Bizman Hazeh. Because he was already involved in all the Asay Tov, but without the Sur Meirah, when you're clinging to those two worlds, you're holding yourself back. There's no low anachnus, there's no low anachnu. There's no lamed aleph anachnu, there's no lamed vav anachnu. Maybe for the time that I'm learning, and the time of that one, there's latzilcha, but there's not l'aseis levecha l'fanecha. We have to remember this for El, for the zman we're in. We say in our tefillas, koyach gvura nosam behem, lias moishlim bekarav tevel. Koyach gvura. What's koyach gvura? Koyach is the koyach to push off. Gvura is ezu givar koyvitz is Yisro. Koyach gvura nosam behem, lias moishlim bekarav tevel. That we need both to be moishl, to rule over tevel. What's tevel? Listen to this. Tevel, the Magal of Mukos explains. Tevel represents all gashmis in the world. Tevel is all gashmis in the world. Tevel is gematria 432, right? Tav, Kof, Lamed. So when Alan Mukha says there are 432 words from the beginning of the Torah until Yom HaShishi. Until the words until Yom HaShishi. The 6 days of creation with 6 days of creating gashmis. So there are 432, which is gematria Tevel, of Gashmis. The next 9 words until Biyom HaShvi, if you add 9 to 432, what's 432 plus 9? It's very simple. What's 432 plus 9? Come on, Chever, you guys are in college these days. You tell me you're in college, what? 441. Oh, Aaron Zavid says he's in yeshiva. Beautiful. Yeshiva. He's learning yeshivas from Yitzchak Chacham. Beautiful. Okay, that too. So 441, which is Gematria MS. Nine are the 9 words from after Yom HaShishi till Yom HaShvi, which represents Shabbos, which is Shabbos Kodesh, which is all the Ruchnias that could be elevate all of the Gashmias of Tevel into a world of MS. Into a world of MS. Meaning what? We're pulled down into Tevel, but Koyach Gvura Nasa Mem Liyash Moshe Mekarav Tevel. You want to get out of Tevel, it has to be Koyach Ugvura. Not just push it off through the Asay Tov, but we have to capture it. We have to get rid of it. We have to put in time thinking through. Cheshbon HaNefesh. All of us in our life, how we can get rid of whatever that is within us, whatever taivas are still there, whatever assos are still there, to live a world of Emes, to live a life of Emes. To get rid of the Tevel. The month of Elul, we've said this before here, has the mazel of Besula. The mazel of the Besula, the virgin. It's the month of Elul, it's a zman, we spoke about this last week, it's a zman we could get back to such purity as a Besula. Besula are oisios tevel vavhe. What's pshat tevel vavhe? It's the zman to take all the tevel, take all the gashmi, and vavhe are the oisios of yudke vavke, but that represents visogel aretz, represents dealing with the Yud-Kei is what Yisvachu Hashemayim, that's Kulo Kedusha, that's the world of heaven. Vav-Hei V'Sogel Arts means to be Mekadish everything in this world as well. Vav-Hei Tevel are Oisios Besula. As if the Avodah of these days is to elevate the Kedusha, not just our Kedusha, but our Gashmias as well. To work on every element of our life. You know, Tzadikim, I want to tell you. I want to tell you that we live, like I said, and we start out speaking of a Zman and a time in this world where Baruch Hashem, there's such an outpouring of love for Yiddishkeit and such positive energy. Positive Yiddishkeit. But we have to ensure that we grab on to these days and also build the Yerushalayim. Ma Hashem l'kach l'shalom l'akim l'yira. And again, it's a step-by-step process. The Rebbe Hashem is not expecting us to change our lives overnight in one moment. I don't know if I shared this story recently. I read it recently. I shared it somewhere. I don't know if it was on a Thursday night share. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe, it's in some of the Chevra read the book, the biography by Tolushkin. It's a tremendous read. It's worth reading. So one time there was an individual that was working on a college campus, and he came to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe asked him, he knew this college campus well. The college campus was a big college campus, a lot of different departments, whatever it was, a lot of buildings. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe asked him, he says, and tell me, says, is there, this is many years ago, he says, is there kosher food on the campus, kosher food available? And the Yid, who was working on the campus with Jewish outreach or whatever it was, said, in a few months we're working on it, it's set, in a few months we're going to have. The Rebbe says, what do you mean, what about for now? He says, okay, so let's set up now. He says, okay, we'll set up now. And he said, okay, we could put it in one makom, one place. He says, the Rebbe says, it's not good enough to be in one place. Because if you only have one place, not everyone's going to go out of their way. These Jews were not so religious, they didn't care enough that they're going to go out of their way to find that one place. You have to have kosher food throughout the entire campus in all different places. And the individual agreed, and he thought it was a great idea. He says he's going to work on it. And then once the Rebbe was giving all this chizik of what he should be doing, he started taking it much further. And he says, Rebbe, it's a great idea, but let's do more than that. Once we set up these kosher places to eat, maybe we'll set up minyanim there, and I'll set up shiurim there. It'll be amazing. The Rebbe looks at him, no. He says, that's not what I said. I said, right now, step by step, right now, all that I want is that a Jewish girl should eat kosher instead of eating treif. And when she eats kosher, she should eat next to a Jewish boy. And a Jewish boy, instead of eating treif, should eat kosher, and should eat his kosher next to a Jewish girl. That's all. What's the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe didn't want Torah? The Rebbe didn't want tefillah? What do you mean? Tefasta rule of tefasta. One thing at a time, one step at a time. So even though Vada, we're saying tonight, and it's so true, and that we have to remember with all the Anila Doidi Vidoidi Li Torahs, and all the Ava, and all this Kashrus Hashem, we have to remember Yer Shemayim, the Sur Meira. But even in that area, also, Tefasta Merubah Tefasta, step by step, let's work on ourselves, let's grow, let's make sure that we're taking Yimei El, the days leading up to Yom Neroim, seriously, that we can look and daily do Cheshvan and Nefesh and work on ourselves and grow and be able, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, HaBa'aleinu L'Toyva, we'll look back on this past month and be able to show the Rebbeinu Shem and our tefillahs, Rebbeinu Shem, I want it, and we're going to be yearning and we're going to be davening for Yer of Simcha and Yer of Bracha and Gezunt and Refuos and Yeshuas and say, Rebbeinu Shem, look at this past month of what I've done. Look how I've grown. Look what I've done. Ba'avas Hashem, Be'yir Hashem, Be'sur Mirah, Ba'asi Tov. And that's Chus B'Zoichet, a year of Simcha and Bracha, B'Kedusha V'Tara, Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, for each and every one of us, Be'prat and Be'chlal, a year of only Simcha and Bracha for all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.